You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 160, Chakras and Dimensions, Part 3. Thank you for tuning in today. Before we continue our discussion on chakras and dimensions, I have two announcements to make. Doors of Light, the ebook, can now be purchased on our website. Yay, finally. Order your digital version directly from us and we'll get it right over to you. Next, I want to say congratulations to our newest ordained lightworkers, Margaret Wright and Sasa Patterson, both from the greater Cleveland area. These ladies set their minds to be ordained by the new year, and they achieved it. Now they have joined the other lightworkers, and classes have begun. The first group of lightworkers are now studying remote viewing. And if you don't know anything about remote viewing, I suggest you look into it. It's something that's been used by the military for a long, long time. And it's like those things they tell you don't exist, but they're using it. Anyway, our lightworkers are now studying remote viewing. And of course, it's for purposes of higher spiritual awakening. And not only will they be learning some pretty incredible things they can do, but by studying remote viewing, they are consciously increasing their connection with their higher self and awakening the third eye. If you think you're ready to become an ordained lightworker, then visit our website at awakenthehealing.com and let us know you're ready. We are still accepting new students in the light ministry at this time, but don't keep putting it off because I never know when Spirit will say, shut it down and just work with those who have come already. Our ministry classes have begun with remote viewing, but this is just the first. This is the beginning of our lessons with Spirit. All of the lessons are aimed at helping us to become more powerful spiritual beings and to awaken our natural born abilities. They are designed to help you see just how powerful you really are. Okay, now let's pick up where we left off in part two. Before we start to go over each chakra, let me say this. All life is supposed to pass through all seven dimensions, learning the lessons that each dimension has to offer. Then pass into the eighth, which is known as the mystery, carrying you forward in evolution, towards your spiritual expansion and closer to reuniting with Source. Keep this in mind, that each dimension has lessons that must be learned in order for you to advance. Also, don't forget that each dimension or density correlates directly to a chakra or energy center. The root chakra is the first and is considered to be the gateway to all the others. The color of this energy stream is red, and it is located at the base of the spine. This aura is the closest to your body, and it is the first level of consciousness. It is focused on survival, and it represents the first density or dimension of consciousness. An example of a first density being would be mineral life in water. Stones are truly alive. They are learning to become aware. The Native Americans call them rock people. You are made up of these energies. These are your bones. Your body is filled with minerals and water, which is first dimensional life. This ties you to the physical world. It is the most dense part of you. There is a lesson for each density. And the lesson for the first density is simply to become aware. Once the lesson of awareness of being has been learned, then the next step is to enter into the second density. The root chakra is the gateway to all the others. And if it is blocked for any reason, then this prevents the others from being activated. Fear is the biggest reason why this energy center stays blocked and in a constant state of distress. This blockage created by fear keeps you from activating your higher chakras or higher consciousness. When fear of any kind is present, then this prevents energy from being able to flow into this portal, and it keeps you trapped in a lower state of consciousness. where you stay in survival mode. Your mind is completely fixated on staying alive, so to speak, in our modern day society, paying your bills and keeping a roof over your head, those types of things. When you stay in a constant state of worrying about how you're going to pay your bills or feed your family, then this is how you are being prevented from ever expanding in consciousness. You're being held on a lower level of consciousness through this fear and anxiety. So you are in a state of survival. The root chakra is the area where your fight or flight response comes from. It's where you work out your primitive mind, all your primal instincts. Blockages here manifest as stress, anger, paranoia, fear, procrastination, and defensiveness, just to name a few. So you know a lot of people who are walking around stuck in this first dimensional state of consciousness because they are experiencing fear, anger, paranoia, and stress all the time. This is an unbalanced state of first dimensional consciousness. The root chakra helps to ground you through connecting you to cosmic energy that flows through the earth and enters the body through the feet. This center is energetically connected to your feet, legs, bones, blood, large intestines, and adrenal glands. These are the parts of the body that are affected most when you are under stress or experiencing fear or anger. We've all heard the saying, paralyzed by fear. When experiencing fear, you cannot move forward in your life, literally or figuratively. Hence the connection to your legs and feet. In order to heal yourself, if you are experiencing any of the negative manifestations that I just mentioned, you must work on removing fear from your life. This again is why it is so important to start practicing the internal light meditation. Remember, this meditation can be found in my book, Doors of Light, in chapter 11. Get your digital copy today if you don't have one. It's now available on awakenthehealing.com. If you start doing your internal light meditation, it's going to change your life. It will begin to heal and repair your internal light structures. It will raise your vibration and purify and strengthen your life force, allowing you to reconnect to source energy so you can utilize the cosmic energy that's entering your body through your feet. If you do not develop your internal light, then you cannot use this energy. You have to be a vibrational match to this life force, this cosmic energy that is entering into your body. You must raise your vibration so that this energy can flow through you and then activate your higher states of consciousness, which are your higher chakras. This is how the rainbow body is activated. All of your chakras are opened and balanced through this activation. This is a process, and you must get moving. When you are blocked, when your lower chakras have blockages in them, the energy cannot move upward and it causes atrophy. It begins to age you. It begins to break your body down because you are not a vibrational match to it. So you begin to have lots of health issues because you cannot utilize the energy that's automatically flowing into you, trying to enter the body for you to use it. Now, let's move on to the second chakra. This is called the belly or sacral chakra. The color of this energy stream is orange, and it is located just between the base of the spine and the navel. It represents the second ring or color vibration closest to the body in the aura. This energy center is connected to the abdomen, the bladder, the kidneys, the glands, the circulatory system, and the reproductive organs. Its energy manifests as desire, pleasure, creativity, procreation, and sexuality. Blockages in this chakra manifest as sexual dysfunctions, fertility issues, guilt, emotional instability, compulsive and obsessive behavior, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The second chakra connects us to the second dimension, and that lesson is about growth. It's interesting how this chakra is directly correlated to the womb where a baby grows. In order to have growth, you must have an opening in your second chakra to allow this energy to pass through. Now, just because you can carry a baby or make a baby doesn't mean that this energy center is not experiencing blockages. It just means enough life force is getting through to help keep humans on the planet. As we have discussed, infinite levels lie within each dimension. So to give you an example of a lower level, second dimensional life form, this would be wind and fire. This is like moving right from water and rocks into second dimensional life, of which again, you have within you. Oriental medicine is based on this. The elements that make up the human being, wood, fire, earth, water, and metal. When these elements are out of balance, dis-ease manifests. This is what we call disease, but it's really just a way of indicating blockages in certain energy centers. And this is why acupuncture works. It's because you must remove the blockages from your energy centers, and acupuncture is a way to help you do this. But you must also work on removing blockages on the spiritual level and in the mind, because blockages are created in the mind and then move into the physical body. You can also be carrying traumas that are attached to the spirit. So all these things need to be released and removed from your energy body in order to clear the blockages in your energy centers. And there's different ways to go about this. I know it can get really complicated, but I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. Because there are infinite levels to each dimension, you will find that different life forms exist within each. Progressing up the ladder of the second dimension, you find plants and animals. These beings are more aware, but are now learning the lessons of expanded growth and movement. We help these beings evolve and become self-aware by having them as pets and by caring for them. And this allows them to move into third dimensional consciousness. Now, this is what I was talking about in the last episode when I said that you really haven't seen a human, because most have not evolved into a true human yet. Most beings that are incarnating on this planet are still stuck in lower levels of second dimensional consciousness. They literally have come directly from second dimensional life forms as animals into the third dimensional form in a human body. This is what the Bible was talking about, beasts in human form. Now, I'm not talking about most of you who actually listen to this podcast, because you couldn't listen to this podcast unless you were of a higher vibration. This is a fact. And what I'm telling you may sound crazy to some of you, and I can't help that, because the truth is stranger than fiction. That's all I can say. Just keep living and growing, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Most people on this planet are stuck in the lower levels of third dimensional consciousness. They are closer to being a higher second dimensional life form than a human. This is why there was such a huge call in the universe for help to come to the earth to assist these entities that are stuck in the evolutionary process of the spirit. They're not growing. They're staying in warlike states and fear and paranoia and separateness, not being spiritually aware or self-aware. They're not learning the lessons of third dimension. So, okay, I'm starting to get ahead of myself. So let's get back on point. Now let's move into the third dimension, the third chakra, which is known as the solar plexus. This energy vibration is yellow, and it is located a few inches above the navel in the solar plexus area. This center is energetically connected to the muscles, digestive system, the pancreas, and the adrenal glands. It is where you draw your emotional power, and it is the seat of intuition. Have you ever said, "I know something is going to happen because I feel it in my gut"? Well, that's your solar plexus. This energy center is where you connect to your personal power, your joy and laughter. Your ambition and desire to achieve are here. Also, this is where your sensitivities lie. Blockages in this area manifest as anger, frustration, powerlessness, confusion, lack of direction, and the feeling of being victimized, just to name a few. The lesson of third dimension or third density is becoming self-aware and self-empowered. This is where consciousness is activated. That's extremely important. The third dimension is where consciousness is activated and becomes conscious awareness of your spiritual nature. The third dimension is where we must dive a little deeper, because this is where humans come in. We are in the third dimension, moving into the fourth dimension. This is true, but what does that mean? As spiritual beings, we must have all experiences. At some point in your infinity, you must exist as a third dimensional life form. That doesn't mean that all third dimensional existences are the same. The lessons can be learned on the higher levels or on the lower levels of third dimension. Earth is a lower level of third dimension, one of the lowest. It's reserved for those moving out of the animal states, moving into the human form. That's why some people act like animals, and you're really just seeing the true state of their consciousness. I'm telling you these things because you need to understand where you are and why you see the things you see. I'm trying to help those of you who are confused about this experience and who are losing hope in this world. You need to understand why things are the way they are, and then it will help you to be able to deal with it a little better. When you understand where you are and why you are, then you can cope with it. Now, as you have seen, all life forms look different based on the dimension that they exist in. It's a matter of consciousness and the form that the consciousness takes in order to manifest. You rise up through the levels of consciousness to expand and to achieve activations of greater levels of awareness. As you are activated through the expansion of consciousness, you must purify yourself on each level, learning the lessons of each dimension, each density, and removing all blockages on those levels. And there are infinite ways to learn those lessons. That's why there are infinite levels within each dimension, because there are infinite paths that you can take to expand your consciousness. Now, as humans, you must pass the lessons of third dimension before you can pass into the fourth. Third dimension, again, is about self-awareness and power. It's the place where we begin to ask, why am I here and what is the meaning of life? These are all third dimensional questions. As the spirit is being activated and becoming more self-aware, this will eventually lead to a spiritual awareness on higher levels of the third dimensional experience. This is where entities become aware that they are more than just flesh and blood, but they are consciousness, and they begin to seek a greater existence. This is the awakening of the spiritual nature, moving beyond the flesh. The third dimension is where the solar plexus is being activated and where we begin to struggle with issues of empowerment, choosing whether to be a victim or to become self-empowered. This is why you see within our world so many power struggles. It's because these beings are still learning the lessons of power. When you begin to see the people, individuals, taking their power back, then you are witnessing the evolution and the elevation in consciousness, coming closer to activating the higher vibrations of the third dimensional experience, which is self-empowerment. No longer needing anyone to control them, but learning self-control. And as you watch the spiritual awareness awaken within people, you are witnessing a spiritual evolution in humans, taking them from the lower levels of an animal-like consciousness into the higher levels of having a human experience. Not desiring to eat meat anymore is one of the manifestations of people moving into higher levels of the third dimensional experience. People will no longer just have the form of a human, but they will actually be becoming a higher vibrational human, which is a divine spiritual being that is self-aware. And this experience then expands and begins to remove the illusions of separation. So when we rise up in awareness and consciousness, we will then realize that we are all connected. You must move into your heart, which is the fourth dimension, and begin to learn the lessons of love and understanding. Now, if you've ever wondered why people are so cold to one another and lack love for others and themselves, it's because they are truly third-dimensional beings, and they have not mastered that lesson yet. Their heart chakras have not been opened or activated, and they are still learning the lessons of power and self-awareness. They're like children who first learn to abuse their power before they grow up and learn how to use it properly. Most people are still in this struggle. They want to control everything and everyone else. But this is the time of the awakening. And the awakening is an individual journey. So we are now witnessing more and more beings coming into their awakening, their power, not allowing third dimensional governments or rulers to continue to keep them in the lower levels of consciousness in animal-like states. We are being activated to rise up to higher vibrations and move into the heart center and become more spiritual beings. Those of us who are star seeds, light workers, and wanderers, we have come here to assist humanity in their expansion of consciousness and their spiritual evolution. This is why we came, and this is why we do what we do. This is our work, to assist in the awakening. But some of us have also fallen victim to the forgetting process, which we all have to go through as part of the third dimension. You must forget when you come here who you truly are and what you truly are, and work to remember that. More and more people are now being activated and our memories are returning so we can complete our great work on this planet. Spirit has given us the internal light meditation to help in this process because it will activate your memory and the higher chakras to allow you to move into your heart and beyond, to carry you into the fourth dimension and further in your evolution. Now we'll pick up in the fourth dimension in our very next episode. I told you that this was a lot of material and I'm just scratching the surface of it. There are so many aspects of this that I would love to share with you, but at least you're getting this much. Hopefully you're enjoying it and it's shedding a bit of light on things for you. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.